News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM at FM, and WSAU.com. President Obama delivering his State of the Union address last night. Let's get coverage from Capitol Hill and Fox News Radio's Jared Halperin.
On the heels of a budget breakthrough.
In the coming months, let's see where else we can make progress together. Let's make this a year of action.
But when Congress won't act, President Obama says he'll use executive action. And the president chided the government shutdown, critical of dozens of GOP-led votes to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
The first 40 were plenty.
It's not a fight Republicans are giving up. Washington Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rodgers giving her party's response.
This law is not working. Republicans believe health care choices should be yours, not the government's.
Adding the Republican vision empowers through lower taxes. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
As you heard before the State of the Union address, the president has signed an executive order that will raise the minimum wage for federal contractors to $10.10 an hour. Jennifer Apps Addison, the executive director of Wisconsin Jobs Now, says it is fast food workers who put this issue on the agenda.
Well, I think my first reaction, obviously, is to congratulate the thousands of fast food, retail, and other low-wage workers who have been going out on strike over the last year to call attention to the staggering income inequality in our society.
And the president said during last night's speech that income inequality will be one of the focuses of the remainder of his term in office. In Wisconsin, the state Supreme Court has set the date to hear legal challenges to voter ID.
Justices will hear oral arguments on February 25th as they consider lawsuits from the League of Women Voters and National Association for the Advancement of Colored People that argue the voter ID law is unconstitutional. Judges in Dane County ruled against the state in both cases, blocking enforcement of the law for nearly 2 years. An appeals court later overturned the decision in the League's case, and the High Court consolidated both lawsuits when it decided to take up the issue. While the court will hear arguments next month, it could be quite some time before a decision is released. Even after that happens, two other lawsuits are still pending in the federal court system. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
On an 8-2 vote, Wausau City Council has overridden Mayor Jim Tipple's veto of the Sober Server Ordinance. That means bartenders are not allowed to drink on the job. The mayor says he would have preferred not putting the ordinance on the books until more discussion was held with local tavern owners.
The unfortunate part of it should have been to say the veto and then continue the discussions and come back with an ordinance. Now we have an ordinance with no public input, but I'm trusting the process that they will come back with any changes that they want or agreement that what they have out there is what the majority wants.
The city council could consider any changes to the ordinance 30 days from now. The controversial and expensive bird sculptures on the Highway 52 median in Wausau were paid for and installed in violation of state law. An outside lawyer reviewed the project and has issued a report to city leaders. The findings by the law firm of Alexi Brunelson in Madison says the city should have put the project out for competitive bid, and the city did not follow procedures for notifying the state of a public works project costing more than $100,000. The total price tag was $116,000. Several city council members now want an investigation into the staff members who approved the project. A convicted felon who was illegally selling firearms out of his Stratford home was arrested yesterday. 25-year-old Tyler Perkins taken into custody after deputies got a search warrant. They found 6 loaded weapons at his house, plus methamphetamine and marijuana. His girlfriend, 20-year-old Jasmine Henry, was also arrested. He'll be charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm and drug possession. Bond was set at $10,000. Police believe Perkins sold a gun to Matthew Displesis, who used it in a Schofield home invasion. Displesis is under arrest in Michigan for unrelated crimes. A man accused of killing his dog with a hammer last year was taken back into custody yesterday after he didn't show up for a court hearing. Portage County deputies arrested 26-year-old Cody Phillips at his home in Bancroft without incident. A bench warrant was issued Monday when he was a court no-show. Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Bitter cold wind chills yet early on today, but by the afternoon a little bit better. Sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 14. For tonight, not quite as chilly. Increasing clouds in a low of 10 above zero. On Thursday, some light snow likely through early afternoon. Couple of inches looks likely for many spots. Some clearing late in the day with a high of 20. On Friday, partly or mostly sunny. Another cold one with a high of 8. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
As of right now, there are no school closings or delays in central Wisconsin, so up and at 'em. As we climb above zero today, you can get the hour-by-hour temperatures and the six-day forecast anytime at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.